we'll take our Bibles now in this portion of our service to the Sermon on the Mount. We've arrived at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, providentially, on Mother's Day, not by design. Well, perhaps it was by design because it was God's design. We've arrived at what is commonly called the Golden Rule, and it has much to say to us on Mother's Day. Therefore, reading from Matthew 7:12, one verse, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I've entitled our message this morning, Mining the Golden Rule Towards Mothers. The key to a successful home is really, truly, the exercise of the Golden Rule. Now, you know that I can't ever get away from dispensationally approaching the Word of God. And therefore, I'm going to share with you that under the standard of the Old Covenant, the Word of God said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And the Golden Rule is actually an accurate representation of that truth. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But in the New Covenant, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the New Covenant teaches Ephesians chapter 5, please turn to that scripture. Do not lose your place in Matthew, but please turn to Ephesians 5. And notice under the New Covenant, there is a distinction. We are no longer just to love our wives as ourselves, but it says, husbands, love your wives. Notice the template. Not as we would want people to treat us, but under the New Covenant, in His blood, it says, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Do you see the template is not just to treat others as we would want to be treated, but under the New Covenant in His blood, following the example of Christ as His redeemed children, the template is Christ, not our own expectations. Now, I'm not denigrating the Golden Rule by any means. I'll tell you, as a pastor, as a husband, as a counselor, every home would be enhanced and so much better if we would learn and practice the principle of the Golden Rule. And that is to treat others as we ourselves would desire to be treated. But I'd like for us to just for a few moments to camp on the thought of what many call the Golden Rule. We need to follow the principle of the Golden Rule, and yes, certainly the example of Jesus Christ as well. And I believe that both can be practiced because both are divine truth. We are to love as Christ has loved us, but yet isn't that also the way we would be desiring to be treated? But I want us to look at seven areas very quickly. Now, obviously, with 5 minutes and 7 points, we're not going to camp on any too long, but I would like to give you seven areas where we need to mine for gold if we're going to treat our moms and our wives as the Lord would have us to. First of all, number one, we need to mine for gold in the expression of our love. You know, think of mom's love and how unconditional it has been to us. Mom carrying us through the birth process, the nausea, the Braxton Hicks contractions, the swollen limbs, the loss of appetite, all of the laborious 9 months of changes in her body's metabolism, sleepless nights after we were born because of our fevered brow, preparing meals, the spiritual guidance, many of the things that we heard in testimony form this morning. But then one day, think of it, one day the tables turned. Our moms began to become frail. They began to slow down a little bit. What is our response? It's time to mine for gold and to remember the example that was set by their lives towards us in the expression of their unconditional love. Number two, we need to mine for gold not only in the area of the expression of our love, but in the expression of compassion. Think of mothers and their compassion. Do we show compassion to our mothers? I think of the many times that I had hurt myself playing with my friends in the woods, or when I learned how to ride the bike and nobody ever taught me how to get off. So I had the idea that I was supposed to dive off. And there were many times I'd run into the house with bloodied knees, bloodied elbows, scraped face or cheeks, and I ran home to Mom, and Mom would kiss that elbow, and all of a sudden, miraculously, better than any medicine, that pain literally went away. What is it with a mother's kiss? They kissed our ouches when we hurt and made it feel better. You know, when we were younger, sometimes in our endless energy in the kitchen, we'd run across the floor and step on Mom's bare feet. But you know, sometimes when we grow up, we can step on Mom's heart. And you know, it's a lot more hurtful. A lot more hurtful. But let that be very rare that we ever step on Mom's heart by our behavior or our rebellion against the truths that we have been taught. Then I think of mining for gold in the expression of our forgiveness. You know, moms aren't perfect. I'm sure that everyone here can think of some area in which Mom may have let us down. Moms aren't perfect, but I'll tell you what, they're about as near as you can be to perfect. Moms can make a mistake and make mistakes. But you know, they're forgiven, they're sinners saved by grace, just like we are. And we, as children, need to have a forgiving spirit towards our moms. And some listening to this message may not have had the privilege of having a spiritual mom. But you know, they did the best that they could and they loved us. And we need to recognize and, yes, release that spirit that could produce bitterness and give it to the Lord. And the old saying is always true, give your flowers to your mother while you're yet living. There were so many times in the last years when my mom was suffering dementia that I got calls to go to the house and help with this or help with that. My dad worked and struggled as long as he could. As a matter of fact, if I were to take you to my dad's house, and my kids will remember this, I'll never forget, my dad put four bolt locks, one on top of the other, raising the height of the bolt locks with succeeding months in which my mom was trying to get out of the house. And that also included peepholes and things like that. But it was truly something to see. But many, many times I needed to be there, but I always thought, you know what? This could be the last chance I'll have to show love. And that day, one time came. It was the last time that I saw her. But I wanted to be there because she was always there. Oh, we need to mine for gold in the fourth area of the expression of our patience. Mom taught you how to talk. In my case, when she taught me how to talk, I haven't stopped since. Mom taught me how to talk, how to walk. Mom taught me without being too out of taste. Mom even taught you how to go potty. That's right. Someday, your mom may need your patience as she walks slower or as she has trouble expressing herself or parts of her body don't respond and work very well. Just this last week, I was at a department store and I saw a son just berate his mother because she was just walking so slow and he had places to go. And how we so easily forget how many times mom had to step by and pick us up and tie our shoes and pick us up and teach us how to walk. We need to be patient, even as mom was. Number five, the expression of our speech. We need to mine for gold. Do you speak to your mother kindly? Oh, I want to punch somebody's lights out whenever I hear somebody say, my old lady. And you know what? Sometimes it's in front of a girlfriend. And I feel like shaking that girlfriend and saying, you know what? Someday you're going to be the old lady to this guy. Because if he talks that way about his mother, he'll talk that way about you. Wake up, gal. Well, do you speak kindly to your mother? Do you speak to others about her kindly? We ought to. God has given us wonderful mothers. Then I think of the example of mining for gold in the expression of our faith. God has no grandchildren. How many of you have ever heard that phrase? Do you know what it means when we say God has no grandchildren? What it means is this. He only has children that directly have come to Him as personal Savior. You cannot, through osmosis, through an area of high concentration to low concentration, somehow absorb your mother's faith so that it might be credited to you before the Lord's throne. You must come to Jesus Christ yourself and see your need. Your mother can salt your oats so that you get thirsty, so that you'll want to drink from the trough, but you must come unto the Lord. God has no grandchildren. You can't live on the faith of your mother. But I ask you today, have you embraced the faith of your mother and followed in the ways of the Lord? Others, indeed your children, are watching. Tucked away in 3 John verse 4, it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And you know, the older that I get, the more I tap into that verse and understand the riches of what John was really saying. The greatest joy, the greatest fulfillment, the greatest legacy is not that you leave your children millions of dollars or investments and lands and possessions. It's that you leave them the legacy of a life that has been incorporated in a life of obedience. Then there's the area, number 7, of mining for gold in the expression of our worship. You know, you'll be a great joy to your mother if you're raising your kids in the ways of the Lord. Sarah brought that up. I don't know of a greater joy than to see our children, even unknowingly, imitating us. Our children working with their children, and we see ourselves in them. And we just silently don't say anything and just observe. I see Johnny disciplining his children. He doesn't leave that to Lori. If Johnny's at the table and he's at a restaurant, he's going to handle it. Now, if he's gone, Lori will handle it. But I see Johnny taking the lead. And Grandpa just stays quiet and lets Johnny handle it. And I sometimes glance at Melody and I say, guess where he got that from? You know? But it's good to see our children follow in the ways of the Lord. You'll bring great joy to your mother if you're raising your family in the ways of the Lord. And I see Melody's life translated in so many ways in the lives of our children. And as they enter into marriage, the greatest of joys is when the daughter-in-laws say, "Thank you, Mom, for giving me your husband. Thank you, Mom, for giving me your daughter." What a beautiful principle. I have before me here in a little basket, little nuggets, little golden nuggets. You see these here? A lot of people talk about investing for gold. Well, let me just suggest that you keep this for yourself. And I am going to give this little gold nugget, not to the mothers, but I'm going to give this gold nugget to children whose mothers are yet alive. Men and women whose moms are still alive. Let me see your hands. Just raise them up. I'm going to give each one of you, raise up your hand high now so I can know where to go now. Each one gets a nugget. Now, this gold nugget, I want you to keep it at your desk. I want you to keep it at your place of work. And I want it to be a memorial every single day to you. You can keep it in your pocket, but it might kind of wear out your pocket. But I want you to keep this before you as a remembrance that I want to be mining for gold and practice the golden rule of treating my mother as I would want to be treated. Now, let's take this a step further. Men whose wives are here. And now some of you are going to get 2 stones. Boy, I'll tell you what, you're rich now. Okay, don't you go to the gold place here. And if you do, you may be guilty of misrepresentation. But raise your hand if you're married and your wife is here. Before you utter those words, before you in any way respond, how would I respond if this was done to me, if individuals acted to me that way? Do you think that might impact us in some way? I think it would. We're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask us to bow our heads now. And I'm going to dedicate, no, not that gold nugget that you have in your hand, but I'm going to dedicate you and your family and your relationship to your loved ones, to the Lord today. And I'm going to ask you to do this in a moment of silent prayer. Will you ask the Lord to make you the marriage partner to your wife that God would have you to be? Not only loving her and acting towards her as you would have it done unto you, but also as Christ loved the church and gave himself for us. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, your word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I pray, Father, that we would yield our lives, present our bodies, and yield ourselves, Lord, to you, because it's your living your life through us that will enable us to have the power, the ability to love our wives, love our mothers as we should. And Lord, we thank you for each mother present here. What a blessing it is. And Lord, we pray that you would bless the ministry of your word as we have looked at this subject of mining the golden rule towards mothers. Help us to continue to dig deeper in our relationship with you and with our wives and mothers, and to glorify our Heavenly Father who is in heaven. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.